Now, the Senior Camogie Championship begins next weekend, and Galway on their travels for the opening round of the Glendimplex Championship travel to Parnell Park to take on Dublin. Cathal Murray, I suppose it's been nearly 6 weeks now since the league final, but it's all systems going out for the start of this championship.
Yeah, I suppose, look, this is what you're looking forward to every year, is the start of the championship. And I suppose it's a good bit now since the league final. We've had a 6 week break, and you know, looking forward to it, I suppose. You know, the girls we took a break after the league, and they've been back working for the last 3 weeks, so worked really hard, and we think training is going fairly well. But I suppose it's hard to judge really when you haven't had a game in that long, and you know, other teams are playing in Leinster and Munster and getting really competitive games under their belt. So we're kind of going into the unknown a small bit in a way, but look, we think we're in a good place. And I suppose the weekend now it's going to be a tough battle against Dublin, but it's one we're looking forward to now.
You preempted my next question. Of course, it's no tough games for Galway in those 6 weeks, in the sense that you've got Cork and Waterford playing in the Munster final last weekend, Kilkenny doing the usual business in Leinster as well. So is it a hard one to kind of judge where you are, Cathal, at this time of the year, that you're kind of relying on good training sessions and maybe in-house games?
Yeah, you are. That's exactly what you're relying on. But I think the girls have brought an awful lot to it the last 3 weeks and trained very hard, and we think training has gone well. But again, as I said, it is hard to judge. You'd love to have a game, and look at just the way it worked out, it wasn't possible to get a challenge match even. So we're kind of going into that unknown in a way. But look, we got plenty of games under our belt in the league, and that's why getting to the league final was so important for us as well. Like, and you know, it is a disadvantage, so there's no point saying otherwise. Like, look at Dublin, they got 3 games in Leinster, and they got a very competitive game in the Leinster final last week against Kilkenny. So, you know, as regards match sharpness and as regards match intensity, that is a big disadvantage to us. There's no point saying otherwise. So they're going to be a lot further, you know, advanced than us in that. So it is a disadvantage there, but we can't be making excuses either. It is what it is. It's been that way now for the last few years as well, so we learn to deal with it. But it's 6 weeks is probably a hard time to, without a game, to manage. But I suppose, look, it was good to give them 2 weeks after the league to freshen things up, and as I said, the last 3 weeks have gone well, so it's hopefully it won't be a disadvantage, and hopefully the girls will be chomping at the bit for a game come the weekend. And look, at this first round of the championship, it's bound to be, you know, it's bound to be tough, it's bound to be competitive, and I think we're ready for that.
You've travelled to take on Dublin in league and championship before at different venues in the capital, and this one that I mentioned at the start of the interview is Parnell Park, which is I suppose, in one sense, it's good to get a county ground like that for a big championship match, because you would have played in, you know, Belfield and different places, Abbottstown, over the years. But getting a good venue with good facilities is proper too.
That is, yeah. Look, in fairness, it's really good. That's in Parnell Park. We've actually never played there, not in my time anyway. And so that, from that point of view, it'll be new to us. But I was watching Kilkenny and Dublin and the hurling last week. It looked to be in serious nick, and you'd hope that it suits us. And we're looking forward to going up. I suppose it is a pity, you know, Dublin and Galway are playing in the hurling the next day in a Galway venue, and it would be lovely, I think, to have a double header, especially with the Galway Dublin match being so important now to both teams. So you know, from that point of view, it's a bit of a negative. But look, you know, we've two tough away matches to start the campaign, and look, at any time you go up to Dublin, you don't get anything too handy. So look, we need to be to worry about that, and I think we need to be really have the minds focused and be ready for a battle, which it will be. But look, we're hoping to get it off to a good start for the year.
You mentioned some of the teams in that group. Of course, you're away to Wexford in the second round of the championship. Then you have games against Down and Clare at home, and a final game against Cork again, which was, God, we always seem to be playing Cork in the last round of the league or the last round of the championship. But I suppose to be honest, it's step by step, and you can't really look further than the opening round against Dublin.
No, definitely not. Look at Dublin, they won Division 2 or Division 1B of the league, so they're up to Division 1A next year. You know, that means they're a top 6 team, and you cannot take them lightly, there's no doubt about that. There'll be a big test, and it'll be a good start to the campaign. And look, I always say, you'll know an awful lot about ourselves, and you know, individually and as a group, after the weekend. It's going to be a tough test, and we're going to have to perform at a high level to get anything out of the game. And look, that's what we're just concentrating on. We're taking the game at a time. I know it's a cliche, but that's what you have to do. And we're hoping for a big performance from the girls at the weekend. And we need to it needs to be a big performance if we're going to get a result.
You mentioned there that I suppose looking back at the league campaign, it finished disappointingly in the end, but a lot of positives to take out of that as well. Some injuries during that league campaign as well, you know, kind of hampered things. Have we got, you know, near enough to your full panel back, or are you still waiting on some girls, you know, to further rehab at the moment?
No, look, I think we've near enough to a clean bill of health. Obviously Siobhan Gardner had a, you know, it crucial injury that you know ends her year, unfortunately, and Siobhan was fine at the time, so that was a massive blow to us, and still is a massive blow to us. Ginny Hughes is still nearly, she's back on the field, but you know, not fully back there yet, but we're certainly getting there. I suppose other than that, you know, Carrie Dolan picked up an injury a few weeks ago. Maria Dillon has picked up an injury. You know, they're both probably touch and go for the weekend, whether they'll make it or not, but we're hoping they'll both be available. And you know, Ava Crowe and Quiva Kelly are both doing the leave insert, so obviously that's curtailing them a small bit at the moment. But other than that, you know, we nearly have a full clean bill of health, which is good. And as I said, the girls have been training really hard and put in a massive effort over the last few weeks, so yeah, we're hoping we're near enough there with regards to injuries.